الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الحمد لله, today's khutbah was very appropriate and it's something that I've been hoping that the Shaykh will discuss for a long time, because we need to know these things and subhanAllah we don't have the opportunity to discuss them. Remember the rule, huh? Everybody remembers the rule? When somebody walks in, you have only 1 second to see who he is. Khalas. Don't follow him until he sits down. You gotta pay attention here with me, inshallah. Otherwise, I will lose my thought. Then nobody will benefit. So, it is about... First, the Shaykh began his introduction by saying, Alhamdulillah, who guided us to the best way of life, the best religion, and revealed upon us the best books, and he gave us the best legislation that he has legislated, and he has sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the guidance. And among the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored this nation with, the Muslims, is the day of Friday, Jumu'ah, Yawmul Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah. That day has many virtues, legally in terms of acts of worship, and universally in terms of the universe. The Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, the best day in which the sun rises upon is the day of Jumu'ah. On that day Adam was created, our grandfather Adam. He was created on Friday. And on that day he was permitted to paradise. And on that day he was taken out of paradise. And on that day the hour will be. Yani the day of judgment. You know the day of judgment, everybody should believe in that to be here in this room with us. Otherwise you should be somewhere else. The day of judgment, which is one of the 6 pillars of faith, it will actually occur on the day of Jumu'ah. That's why it comes in a narration from the Prophet ﷺ that the Shaykh mentioned in the khutbah, that every Friday morning, all of the animals upon earth are in a state of fear. They are in a state of fear and awe, and they are afraid that today will be the day. And the Prophet ﷺ said, all of them, all of the creation are afraid except us, the humans and the jinn. We wake up Friday like any other day. Yalla, all goes. Because of our heedlessness. Anyways, we know there are signs for the day of judgment. It will not happen just suddenly. But there will be signs that will happen. Then we will know that it's the day of judgment. We have seen many of them and there are more to come. This is another discussion. So, this is as far as the virtue of the day of Jumu'ah as a day. Also, the Prophet ﷺ said that the Jews, that the day of Jumu'ah is the master of all the days of the week. The Jews were misguided and they were not able to attain the virtue of the day, so they made their holy day on Saturday. Ewa. The Christians made it Sunday. But the Muslims were given Friday. And this is the best day. And Allah gave it to this Ummah, to the nation of Muslims, to be given the virtue of the day of Friday, where the other two nations, the people of the book, who initially had revelation, initially had prophet come to them, of course they wind up changing their religion and they became misguided. But initially they were given virtues, but they were never given the opportunity to go to Friday. And the Christians, you know, the Sunday is an innovation. Even in the Old Testament, if you want to go to the teachings of... Because Jesus was what? What was Jesus?
A Jew.
Sent to the Jews. He was only sent to the Jews. He wasn't sent to humanity. Even in the Bible, he says, I was sent to the lost shepherds of the children of Israel. He wasn't sent to everyone. He was sent to the Jews. The Jews had the Saturday as the Sabbath. This was the holy day. This is what Jesus honored during his lifetime. He was still alive, but during his presence with the people, he was honoring the day of Saturday. Sunday was something that was added 325 years later. And it was a pagan belief who used to worship the sun. That's why it's called Sunday. Because they worshiped the sun on that day. So they made the day of worship for the Christian Sunday and they moved it from Saturday. So it's not even part of the teachings of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. Besides the many things they've changed, they've also changed the day. Anyways, Muslims were guided to Friday. Among the verses of Friday, ya akhwan, brothers, is today, what we just did earlier in the masjid, the Jumu'ah, attending the prayer of Jumu'ah. There's a lot of etiquettes and a lot of virtues in that particular day. As far as the virtues are concerned, the Prophet ﷺ said, whomever attends Jumu'ah and he gets near to the Imam and he listens, he will have his sins forgiven between that Friday and the Friday that's coming, plus 3 days. That's 10 days. So between Friday to Friday, as long as you avoid the major sins like alcohol, drugs, fornication, associated partners with Allah, disobeying your parents, riba, dealing with interest, yes, come in. Either come in or out, because everybody's looking at you, not at me. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, Arabic, English, or نعم بارك الله فيك حياك الله حبيبي معلش بالخير
اخوك بالله احمد محمد الزهراني كلمني
ايوه
مع الان
نعم
مع الشخص
معلش عندي دحين عم ترجم خطبه الجمعه فلو تعطيني بس 10 دقائق خلص من الاخوان واطلع لك برا ان شاء الله حياك الله
اكرمك
بارك الله فيك
ماشي
باذن الله نعم سو ويل هاف ذا سينز I don't know, is that what I was saying?
Yeah.
No. We'll have the sins forgiven for these 10 days. As long as you avoid the major sins. Like, you know, shirk, that's the biggest sin on the planet. To ascribe partners with Allah. To worship someone alongside with Allah. To say there are other gods but Allah. This is the biggest sin on the planet. Then, not being dutiful to your parents. So your mother calls you on the phone, says, you know, my son, can you come and get me? Ah, I'm busy. Oof, wallah, you know how big this is in Islam? This is one of the biggest sins in Islam after you make another god with Allah. Allah says in the Quran, لَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not say to your parents, أُفْ. أُفْ is the smallest statement you can say of displeasure. يعني it's a form of that you're not pleased. In Islam, haram. Whether your mama is Muslim or Christian or Buddhist or anything. As long as she's your mom and your father is your father, you cannot mistreat them. But if they tell you come become a Christian again, say I'm sorry. That I can't do. That is belief system is concerning me. I will not please you by becoming a kafir after Allah guided me to Islam. But as far as the way we treat them, you can't go beyond, you cannot mistreat your parents. This is Islamically prohibited. Anyways, so all these, if they're avoided, so the little sins that we accumulate in our day, all day seeing this woman or, you know, whatever, listening to this thing and stuff like that, then between the Fridays, inshallah, they will be forgiven. Among the other virtues or the etiquettes is that you wake up in the morning and you do ghusl, shower. It is a sunnah. Actually, according to some opinion of the scholars, it's an obligation on each male who has reached the age of puberty to perform ghusl before he goes to Jumu'ah. Wash yourself. Beautify yourself. Also, the Prophet ﷺ was given a khutbah and then he said in the middle of the khutbah, what would be wrong with one of you if he bought a special outfit for the day of Jumu'ah different than the one that he wears when he goes to work? So we are advised to, on the day of Jumu'ah, to, if you have the means, the financial means, alhamdulillah, if you cannot do it, don't worry. Allah will not give you more than you can handle. But if you can buy a thawb, a white plain thawb, not too expensive, not too fancy, but to come on Jumu'ah with it, you should do so, because the Prophet ﷺ encouraged and used to dress himself on the day of Jumu'ah because of the verse of the Jumu'ah. So you will not make the day of Jumu'ah like every other day as far as the way we appear. And so this, you will be rewarded for that. So in Islam, if your intention is to please Allah, even the clothes you put on, you will be rewarded for. So don't think you're losing money, you're gaining reward with Allah. If you buy a thawb and you come on the day of Jumu'ah with a special outfit, when you go back to work, take it off and wear your work clothes and everything goes back to normal. You can even change in the bathroom. If your kafil is going to tell you, no, I want you to come back right away and you have to drop off my family, I don't know where, trying to give you a hard time, you bring it in the back. Change it in the bathroom. Before you leave this place, change again to your work clothes and go ready to work. Anyways, work it out. But try to adorn yourself on Friday. Furthermore, you should put on some atar, some cologne before you come to Jumu'ah. Don't come smelling like pizza or food in Tamiz or fries. You know, you'll be frying eggs in the morning and stuff. You come like a kitchen in the masjid. Don't do that. Put on some cologne, some nice stuff. Come to the masjid clean. Brush your teeth. Do miswak. If you don't want to brush your teeth, you should clean your teeth with miswak. Anyways, you come in to a very special occasion. The Prophet ﷺ said, now this is only for the married brothers. Only for the married brothers. If you're single, close your ears. Whomever makes ghusl after having a relationship with his wife, and he causes his wife to make ghusl, meaning whomever with his wife in the morning of Jumu'ah, then he adorns himself and he comes to the masjid walking, he will have, with every step he makes, the reward of worship of 1 year, praying all night and fasting all day. Big deal. If you're not married, hurry up. Get some. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Muhammad, do this. In the morning, handle business, make ghusl, and walk to the masjid. If you're able to walk, and by the way, the masjid over here is not too far. It may seem far, it's not more than 7 to 10 minutes walk max. So yani, I'm encouraging you to go for that, inshallah, if you're able to do so. This is among the virtues of Jumu'ah. Of course, if you don't have a wife, don't do anything else. Somebody might think, well, you know, whatever will make me happy, and then I will walk to the masjid. No, that's another story. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? I hope you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Anyways, that's for Jumu'ah. Now, when you come to the masjid, ya akhwan, you should come early. The Prophet ﷺ said that the angels, on the day of Jumu'ah, the angels stand at the door. And every time the brothers come in, they write down their names. The first to the first. The earlier person will be the first on the list. Now, it mentions in the narration, the Shaykh that it mentioned, on the day of judgment, the people who will be closer to Allah are the people who used to be the closest to the Imam on the day of Jumu'ah. So the closer you are to the Imam, the higher you will be in rank in paradise in the hereafter. Okay. So you want to go there early. And the Prophet ﷺ said, if you come in early, you'll have the reward of sacrificing a cow or a sheep or a chicken and so forth in rank. Yani, the later you come, the less. And the earlier you come, the better. When you come to Jumu'ah, you should not sit down. You have to pray 2 rak'ahs, tahiyyat al-masjid. Even if the Imam is giving a khutbah, even if the Imam is speaking, you came late. Let's say for whatever reasons you came late, you don't sit down. Because the Prophet ﷺ was given a khutbah during his time, and a person came in and he sat down, he told him, get up and pray 2 rak'ahs, but make it short. Yani, don't recite Al-Baqarah. Short doesn't mean that you do what some people do. There are some brothers in the masjid, may Allah forgive me and forgive you and forgive them. Salah to them is an exercise. Chicken style. Tuk, tuk. You see, I'm going to do 15 seconds, he's done. Who is? Where's the policeman? Who's chasing you? But this is how they pray. Before his body touches the thing, he's up. Before he sits down, he's down. He gets up, Fatiha, in 5 seconds. How do you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Rahman Rahim Malik Yawmiddin? You cannot even say it in 5 seconds, yes. But you see, brothers, just anyways, you know, Muslims never do this in your life. If you see somebody standing like this in the masjid, he's not doing salah. Well, we hope that Allah will accept. This ain't no salah, man. Salah is you look where you're supposed to do sujood, and you're thinking that Allah is looking at you and you're asking Allah for guidance. You can't be doing salah while looking at the brothers walking around you, or you look at the dam, you see somebody look at the dam, you clean his teeth, you look with his teeth. That's it. Anyways, I know you see, because you know Muslims, and you go to the masjid, and you see Muslims doing this, so you think it's okay. This is not okay. This is horrible. Wallahi, this is horrible. The salah is supposed to be a connection with Allah. This is no connection, man. If you stand in front of an Amir like this, he will kick you out. In front of you, kafil. If you start doing like this, look at the time and say, what's wrong with you, man? You can't stay 5 minutes without looking at me, I'm speaking to you. You won't do this in front of your kafil. Because yani, you respect him to a certain extent, or there's a relationship between you. But people stand in front of Allah, and the last thing on their mind is Allah. Subhanallah. So please don't do that. And if you see people doing this, don't imitate them. So there's no salah that you can finish in 30 seconds. No way. You have to take your time. But what is intended as make it fast, meaning don't recite a large surah. Recite something small, even the Fatiha is enough. Reciting another surah, ya akhwan, after Fatiha is not an obligation. It's a voluntary act. If you will, recite a small chapter. If you will, Fatiha is sufficient. So if the Imam is giving a khutbah, be satisfied with the Fatiha. And make regular ruku' until your tranquility, so forth. It should take 2 to 3 minutes, that's fine. The Shaykh mentioned that sometimes somebody comes at the time of adhan. So they sit there and wait for the muadhin to finish the adhan while they're repeating after the muadhin. Then they do the salah. He said you shouldn't do that. You should immediately start with the salah. Because repeating after the muadhin is a voluntary act. Listening to the imam is an obligation. If the obligation and the voluntary come to what against each other, you always favor the obligation. Tayyib, this is in case you come late. Inshallah you won't come late. You'll be there early, you don't have to worry about none of this stuff. While the imam is this speaking, no speaking is allowed. Not even a word. No crossing the fingers and no playing with your socks. You should sit down and listen, even if you don't understand. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, if one of you plays with the pebbles, you know, because back then they were sitting probably on rocks. It wasn't a fancy carpet like this. If you play with the pebble, and you get busy with something, this is a form of idol action that is not part of the worship, because you are in a state of worship. And if somebody speaks, the Prophet ﷺ said, if your brother speaks at Jumu'ah and you tell him be quiet, then you yourself have committed an idol talk. Even if it's enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, you leave him alone. So if somebody during Jumu'ah tries to speak to you, act like you're not there. He will get mad. This happened to me many times. Say, what's wrong with you, man? And I act like he's not there. And he's thinking, what's wrong with this guy, this arrogant, who? After the Jumu'ah, I said, ya akhi, barakallah feek. If I answer you, I lose my reward for Jumu'ah. It's not that I have a problem with you, it's that you don't know the rulings. So I cannot play with you, I cannot answer you right now. So then they say, oh, okay. So you might find some people who don't know, they try to speak to you during Jumu'ah, act like he's not even there. Keep listening to the imam. He will get bored of you eventually. After the Jumu'ah, you explain to him A, B, C, D. طيب. Listening to the imam, beautifying yourself, coming early, praying Tahiyyat al-Masjid before you sit down. That's it. Barakallahu feek. Recite Surah Al-Kahf, the cave. It's chapter number 18.
Yes.
Yeah, Surah number 18. It's in the middle of the Quran. If you open the Quran, it's right in the middle. Surah Al-Kahf, the cave. The sunnah is that you recite it every Friday. And Friday is from Fajr, this early today, at 5 what? Something was Fajr. All the way until Maghrib. Today is considered Friday. Friday night, or Friday night, was last night. This is something you have to know, the difference between the Islamic day and the Christian day. Islamic day, the night comes before the day. The night comes first, then the day. So Thursday night, according to the world, was to us Friday night. From Maghrib last night till Fajr, it was Friday night. As soon as Fajr came in, it became Friday the day. At Maghrib today, it will become Thursday night, Saturday night. But to the rest of the people, it is Friday night. You understand what I'm saying? That reminded me of two things. You recite Surah Al-Kahf on Friday. The Prophet ﷺ said, whomever recites it on Friday, he will have a light illuminate all the way to the heavens for him. For a whole week, between the two Fridays. Furthermore, there's an hour on Friday. Whomever is supplicating to Allah, Allah promised that He will answer his supplication. Yani you invoke, you make dua. And according to the most correct opinion, it is the last hour before Maghrib, after Asr. Meaning today. What time does Maghrib come in? 5:41. From 4:41, this is a virtuous hour in Islam. Where if you are supplicating to Allah, praying to Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that He will answer your supplication. So make sure that you take advantage of the last hour of each Jumu'ah. Don't be busy talking about nothing. If you have the ability to go early to the masjid, before Maghrib, go 15 minutes early. So you can get there and you can pray 2 rak'ah and supplicate to Allah. And this is a very virtuous time. Don't waste your time on Friday at the end of the day before Maghrib, right before Maghrib. Also sending peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Jum'ah. He said that the day of Jum'ah is the best day for you. So increase abundantly from sending salam, peace and blessings upon me. Because verily it is presented to me. The Prophet ﷺ is given the salam that we sent to him through angels that Allah has assigned in his afterlife. He's not alive, alayhi salatu salam. طيب, but this is the life barzakh in between. Like even when we die, we have a life in the grave. You have a life, a certain kind of life in the grave, not equal to this one. No salah, no siyam, no nothing. Either it's a garden from the gardens of paradise or a pit from the pits of fire. This is what each person's grave is. Anyways, that's another discussion. So we also send a lot of peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ Friday night all the way to Friday day. Meaning from last night, from Maghrib time, all the way to today Maghrib, all this is considered Friday, the night and the day. So you say, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Or you could use the same format that you do in the salah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ali Ibrahim. This is also a form of sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are many different formats. You could use whichever one you want. But make sure that you send as many peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as possible during the night and the day of Jum'ah. Anything else? That's all I remember. I think this is probably roughly a little more or less what the Shaykh mentioned. And so inshallah, starting next week, we will act according to the knowledge. Because knowing something and not acting upon it is problem, right? Problem number one is that you are knowledgeable and you are not implementing the teachings of Allah. Problem number two is you will lose the knowledge, or it will be in evidence against you on the Day of Judgment that you knew something but you didn't do it. So now that we know, next Friday inshallah we will try to dress nice, look nice, smell nice, come early and read Surah Al-Kahf and listen to the Imam, not to speak, and all the things that we have discussed, inshallah we will put them into action. So we will be the best examples of Islam. And the best way to invite your non-Muslim family into Islam is by the way you act. Talk is cheap sometimes. You can talk all you want. If they see you being a bad person, they're not going to take the teachings of Islam from you. So when you implement the teachings of Islam, they will notice that there's something special about you. Then when you come and you implement the deen and you tell them, they might take it from you if Allah has that meant. This is what I have to say. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.